531.
Whakalofala hia atu matau matakainanga. Our next guest this morning is of Tongan and Niuean heritage. Joanne Aleke Fa'avae hails from the village of Mutalau in Niuean. He has vast experience in the Niuean culture and language as a broadcaster, educator, choreographer, translator, interpreter and researcher. Io wrote a handbook for learning conversational Wangahau Niue for the Pacific Education Centre, and he has also led, composed and choreographed dances which have showcased in previous Pacific Arts Festivals. Ioane is currently the Academic Development Lecturer Pacific at Unitec in Auckland, and he joins us on the line now. Whakalofala hia tu Ioane, ma fola na kai a koe e haho nei.
Yeah, whakalofala hia tu kai ma ete, ma fola whakaue. Great to be on board for this program, especially in celebration of our Wangahau Niue week.
Now, brief background, please, Ioane. Let's go back to the beginning. We know that you are of Niuean and Tongan heritage. Where were you born, and how did you come to be here in New Zealand?
Well, I was born in Niuean, and I came here at a very young age, around about 7, to New Zealand. But I went backwards and forwards from Niuean, but been living here for at least over 30 years.
Now, you are both Niuean and Tongan, but from looking at your CV, I would say most of your life you've been surrounded by Niuean culture, and for all intents and purposes, you are Niuean.
Yes, I do feel strongly that I am Niuean, but I have a strong connection with my Tonga family. Yeah, so a lot of people would see me as more Niuean, but at most times I'm involved with a lot of my Tongan side as well.
So how did, was it your mum or your dad that is Tongan?
My dad is Tongan, and also part Samoan, as you see the last name Fa'avae there. I'm from Sakalo in Samoa, but my mum is full Niuean.
Wow, and in terms of your understanding of the languages, I understand that Wangahau Niue is a lot closer to Fa'atonga rather than Fa'asamoa. Is that correct from your experience?
Yes, yeah. They have similarities. Wangahau Niue and Lea Fa'atonga are sister languages. It makes it much easier to understand, but it's just the grammatical rules that they differ in, and the speed and the pace, how they're actually spoken.
Now, memories of Niuean and comparisons to life here in New Zealand. You must look back on an idyllic background as a child growing up on the rock.
Wonderful memories growing up in Niuean, where back then the population was, there were a lot of people, a lot of shops, a lot of new developments at the time. Every year I would travel to Niue, except for this year because of COVID. So in the last 20 years I've been traveling there backwards and forwards for work, and also just to see families, and I can see the actual development. But the memories I have is living in the village of Mutalau, my family going to the bushes, and even going down to the sea, fishing on the reef, and even going out on the boat.
Yes.
Here in New Zealand, very different as well. Growing up with a lot of New Zealand-born Niue people, and a lot of them are scattered around here in New Zealand. It's not like the village setting where your auntie and uncle are just next door, or you can just go up the road and get something off your granddad and grandma.
Now, Wangahau Niue, where did you pick up your love for the performing arts, choreography and teaching dance and song?
I believe I've always grown up with that. In the village of Mutalau, being exposed to a lot of celebrations and then and particularly as in the my mum and my aunties would take me with them when they go to practices for the with the Low Women's Club, where they teach a lot of chants and songs and all that. So I was actually exposed to New Age performing arts at a very young age, and having migrated here to New Zealand, I continue to do that. And living with my auntie and uncle, they didn't really encourage me to take part in any rangahau niue or any cultural celebrations that we have here. But I went out of my way, and and over the years I've developed that skill and maintained rangahau niue through a lot of medium, writing and even composing songs, speeches, and writing stories as well. But a lot of work around encouraging our New Zealand-born Niueans to maintain the rangahau niue.
Yes, yes, that is the work that you are involved in. And I guess the performing arts is quite a useful tool in terms of maintaining and teaching rangahau niue.
Yeah, it's one of those tools, one of the many tools which we can maintain rangahau niue. Not only rangahau niue, but other Pacific languages, because a lot of young people will be more engaged when they're actually taking part in the performance, but also you're actually using rangahau niue, the language, when you're teaching how to dance, how to move your hands, your eyes and your head, and all the feet movement. So all the rangahau comes in there. And even like getting to compose songs, which a lot of them would understand within a New Zealand setting.
What today is Pule Whakamotu, at least here in New Zealand, we are one day ahead. What is Pule Whakamotu for those of our listeners who don't know?
Well, Pule Whakamotu this year, or today, the actual day, the 19th of October, back in 1974, that's when Niue became South government in the Free Association with New Zealand. So it's the Constitution celebration. A whole week of celebration. It's 46 years, and it's a big milestone for Niue itself and a lot of the Niue who are living abroad.
And our theme for this this week of rangahau niue, what does that theme mean to you, Ioane?
For me, it's encouraging our families, those who are of Niue descendant or Niue heritage, to maintain, encourage and promote the use of rangahau niue. It's not only during this week, but encouraging all of us, the Niue community, to utilize the rangahau niue where it's possible or applicable. It doesn't have just to wait for the language week every time it comes around in October every year, but having to use the rangahau in everyday use.
Whalu manatu whakaniwe for our community, please, Io.
Whakaulahi mai te, whakaulahi pōki ki he mga honeinu kua tuku mai, ke whakapūlo atu, po ke whakatū tāla ki he tūla whakaholoanga koe Radio 531 PI, ke he hātou tūlua whakitapu rangahau niwe. Tau hata ki atu, ki a whakamalolo e ke taha, ki a whakaonga hata tōru a mga motu. Nā kai ka hake pihe ke kololo rahi, tunga e wholo tō atu hau ni whanawhanau i New Zealand nei, kai mai ki ka hake ke mahino mo e i loa e wholo tō kupu ne kua mai ki ke whakaonga ke he hata tōru a tau whikawhikawanga, ke hata tōru a tau whakakwanga. A ia matau ni we, ki a whakatū mau, ke whakaonga e mga hau motu hata tōru. Hoi tūrou.
Niuean broadcaster, educator, choreographer, translator, interpreter and researcher Ioane Aleke Whaavai, whakawelahi mahaki ke he haau a manga hau aho. All the best and kia monuia e whaahahi tapu rangahau niue.
Whakawelahi mai te.